It's music time in Africa.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome. Jambo. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington for the Voice of America. I've got your best Pan-African music right here today. I'm talking Cameroon, Zambia, Tanzania, Nigeria, Ghana, Senegal, and a special focus on Kenya. Two distinguished guitar-picking guests were in the studio earlier this week, elders John Nzenze and Peter Akwabi. Ever heard of Angelika Twist?
Angelika Rudituonane.
How about Omotibo? Well, keep it locked, and throughout the hour, you'll get to know John and Peter and discover deeper Kenya, living music history. So, embrace yourselves for total music enchantment. Let's move it out. Here's one of my favorite Cameroonian neo-traditional artists from the great Southwest region, Ate Bazore.
Oh,
people, and we're just getting started. That was Ate Bazore from Cameroon. Let's hear from Zambia. Here is the country's most enduring and beloved Kalindula cultural groups, Amayenge. What's Kalindula, you might ask? Well, it's a distinctly Zambian style of pop music that used to be played on banjo, a four-string bass, and namesake of the style, the Kalindula, ngoma drums, shakers, and bells. Nowadays, modern instruments have replaced some of the traditional ones, but the style still has this distinct flavor. Check it out. Here's Chaliwandi, a 2006 re-release from 1998.
This is Music Time in Africa.
That was Chaliwandi, a Kalindula song from Zambia by the beloved cultural group of over 20 years, Amayenge.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hello, it's me, Heather, and I'm so glad to be with you today. Moving to Tanzania now, here's a brand new single out and music video called Mdogo Mdogo by Diamond Platnumz. Check out the horse gallop sound of the beat.
Nimetembea tembea bara na visiwani ila nikajionea wendo my number one natamani nikupe lazima nimejaliwa upendo heshima maneno ya matamu sikupe mama suna jobi na tamu wabaya sana wana wivu wao.
Yes, that was Ndogo Ndogo by Diamond Platnumz from Tanzania. And did you hear that beat? It sounds like a horse's gallop, right? Well, watch the video on YouTube and you'll understand why. Hey, let's keep this Pan-Africa party going with one more super Niger hit, Baby Mo by Tiwa Savage and featuring Flavor from her 2013 CD, Once Upon a Time.
Shake it for you, baby. You go back for more. I know Sugar, sugar, sip banana, onion, come on. The way you whine, it kill me, something like oh, yeah, baby, baby, sample, sample, sample. I don't know, see your baby. Hello, woo, 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 baby, if you're team of you. My baby, my sweetie, I call you my darling. Pick up my wife, I dance here for me, yeah.
That was Baby Mo by the lovely Nigerian pop diva Tiwa Savage. This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa. Hey, hey, everybody. I hope you're having fun. And stay tuned, because next up, I've got a brand new pre-release for you by a group called Black Guru. And then we're going to meet our featured Kenyan artist of the week, John Nzinze and Peter Akwabi. But first, this.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Israeli musician Ben Elon is the band leader of a group called Black Guru. The group is just about to release a new CD of, get this, original Hebrew Wolof music. We're going to listen to one pre-release from this exciting new album that features Senegalese rap hip-hop veteran Awadi and Israeli singer Daniel. But first, let's hear from Ben as he tells us about his cool band and the song we're going to hear, Little Hand.
What we do, actually, is we take modern instruments like guitars and drums, but we try to play them in a way that will sound like African instruments. It's not traditional instruments, although we use some in our album, but we just record them in a way. If we play the guitar, we put some nylon or even our paper on the strings, which sound a little bit rough and different. So we try to make the sounds African, although they are not.
I see. Yeah. So there's not one African instrument in the song Little Hand.
No, in this song, actually, no. But it's nice that you think so.
What is the song about?
The song Little Hand is actually about childhood. And I think Danielle and Awadi, each of them took the song to their own place. So Awadi talks about how it's like being a child and how naive you are and how you're not looking so far and just living in the moment. And Danielle took it to her own experience and way of thinking. So it's just a mix of ideas about childhood.
Hence the title, Little Hand.
Yeah, Little Hand.
That's sweet.
In the background, you can hear little children from Senegal singing it up there.
Cette innocence, la pureté, la base de l'enfance. Ça vient du cœur et ça glisse comme une évidence. Dans les yeux du minot, pas de calcul de médisance. Dans les yeux du minot, pas de calcul de médisance. Hey, allez, de kill, de gain, de tech kill. Faut que n'a mon mec, qu'on est n'a qu'on m'a de chill. Chill des fils, le chick, on y a for real. I say, chill des fils, donc on a done for real. On a besoin de moments d'être fou, d'être naïf. Vivez la vie simplement. On a besoin de moments d'être naïf. La vie simplement. Here we go. Chill the field, don't add them up to me. On a besoin de moments d'être fou, d'être naïf. Vivez la vie simplement. On a besoin de moments d'être naïf. Vivez la vie simplement. On a besoin de moments d'être fou, d'être naïf. Vivez la vie simplement. On a besoin de moments d'être naïf. Vivez la vie simplement.
Nice. That's Little Hand, a Black Guru pre-release from the forthcoming album Sun and Moon. Only here on Music Time, lovers.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/african-music-treasures.
Hello, Macaco, Macaco, Macaco.
Thanks, Carol. And now it's time to focus on Kenya with two living legends of Kenyan guitar music, John Nzenze and Peter Akwabi.
Yeah, my name is John Nzenze. John Amtabi, but Nzenze is a nickname. but everybody in Kenya, they used to call me John Zenze. So I'm very proud to come to America. I like the place. Everything is poor. And I think I would like to stay here more time, but my passport,
visa.
My visa can't allow me.
Oh. Well, we also have with us Peter Akwabi.
Yes, please. My name is exactly that way. Peter Akwabi from Kenya, western part of Kenya and around Lake Victoria. And this is my first time to come to America and in particular Washington, D.C. And even more so, I'm very, very excited to be in the Voice of America right now.
Well, we're very excited to have you. Let's get into the music. Peter, I think you're going to start. What are you going to perform?
I want to perform a song I composed when I was in Form 1, 1965. The title is Fanyeni Mchango Tunue Ndege. Let us pull together and do it.
Jameni baba nilifanya nini mudunia? Jameni baba nilifanya nini mudunia? Ninaona wengi wakilia sana ye. Ninaona wengi wakilia sana ye. Walimwengu wengine wananijaribu sana. Walimwengu wengine wananijaribu sana. Ikiwa ni fanta tunacheza nayo tu. Ikiwa ni fanta tunacheza nayo tu. Walimwengu nisame, fanyeni mchango tununue ndege. Tufanyeni mchango tununue ndege. Sana mgeni acha bingwa kende. Ningefurahi sana mgeni acha bingwa kende. Fahali wawili hawakai zizi moja. Fahali wawili hawakai zizi moja. Kumbe kuishi kwingi kuona mengi. Kumbe kuishi kwingi kuona mengi. Inalala kifudifudi nikifadhaika. Inalala kifudifudi nikifadhaika. Nisame, walimwengu, nisame, fanyeni mchango tununue ndege. Fanyeni mchango tununue ndege.
You mentioned the title of that song, and the translation in English was, "Let's just do it." What were you referring to?
We were referring to, you know, during that time, everyone was optimized by the independence, the getting independence in kind of. Kenya, of course, got independence in 1963 when I played my first record.
Oh.
And I'm sure even my friend here, but his was a little bit earlier than mine. And during that time, every composer thought of composing a song that would actually make people pull together to strengthen their unity, to fight for the Kenyan independence. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Actually, musicians contributed a lot to the attainment of independence of that mm-hmm. country.
By unifying people and yes, exciting people.
Yes, through singing, mm-hmm. media, if you may call it.
Yeah.
This manipulation of fingers featured prominently in the style known as omutibo.
Omutibo.
Omutibo. Omutibo actually is a Luya word which is, stands for getting lost. Go and get lost, omutibo.
In the finger
and,
picking?
And not in the finger picking, but in that style. People who liked this style, and especially the girls and the boys who were actually, during that time, were school going a lot. Whenever they went to dance and participate fully in this style, and more than often it used to take place at night, they used to forget all about schooling. They came from omutibo very early in the morning, tired, and they would go to bed instead of going to school. And therefore the parents mainly are the ones who came up with that name. That if you, my son or my daughter, if you go to dance to that kind of music, you will get lost there and forget all about the gold school.
So now you've met John and Peter, and now you know about omutibo, that style of Kenyan dance guitar music that used to cause so much trouble for Kenyan parents. We'll be back with John and Peter with more, including the live performance of Angelique Twist right after the fan mail.
Hello, Gwen.
Hi, Heather.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
And I'm ready to hear the fan mail this week.
Okay. Well, first off, we have Nshuti Diama J. Trezor. Hello, he writes. Here are my greetings from Rwanda. We love the show. Amahoro.
Ah, amahoro, Nshuti Diama.
All right. So next, from Madrid, Spain, Mubarak Yaya says, Maxwell, I like your show. Keep it up. You got a sweet voice.
Thank you, ooh. Mubarak.
Now this one from Babs comes by way of email. Hello, Maxwell. How are you doing? I enjoy your programs. You take me round Africa. Email your Facebook and pics to me.
Oh.
I'd like to know you better. Tell me about you. You're from which part of Africa? It might be Nigeria. Babatunde Muhammad Ali. If you like, call me Babs.
Oh, well, hello, Babs. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you enjoy the program. And, I'd love to be from Nigeria, but, Babs, I am American through and through.
Mm-hmm.
And proud to be so, but I think maybe I was African previous life or something.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, don't you ever feel like that? That you were like from a previous life from a different place?
No.
Oh, really? Maybe that's just me then. Anyway, thanks, Babs. Thank you. Stay blessed and stay connected to us right here on
Music Time in Africa. VOA.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA.
All right, we do got it on VOA. Now, let's get back to our interview with Kenyan living legends John Nzenze and Peter Akwabe and discover the history of the Kenyan twist.
The Kenya twist is a bit different because we copied it from the Chepcheka when he came in Kenya and he played his twist and we was excited. And then we decided to play the same style, but in our way.
Very good.
So we just tried to twist it a bit to come Kenya twist. But it is not exactly like the Chepcheka one because we didn't want to be the copywriter, but we wanted just to do our things. So our twist is mixed Chepcheka style and Kwela style from South Africa.
So you twisted the twist.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a song called Angelique Twist. My first song I recorded in 1963, November. Before that, I was a co-musician of a famous musician called Kabaka. I used to just go to help him in the studio. So I decided, why can't I compose mine and be like him? So I composed a song called Angelique. Angelique means it is Angelina. But Angelina, I just twisted the name to call it Angelique in musically.
All right.
The song goes like this. Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua. Ninalia Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua. Sikujua kama situtachana kwa mapenzi yetu ya kwanza nilipokuwa tukicheza twisti. Sikujua kama situtachana kwa mapenzi yetu ya kwanza tulipokuwa tukicheza twisti. Ni vizuri unirudie Angelique, makosa tuliyokosana hayo ni makosa ya nyumbani. Ni vizuri unirudie Angelique, makosa tuliyokosana hayo ni makosa ya nyumbani. Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua. Ninalia Angelique, Angelique rudi tuonane, roho yangu inanisumbua.
Beautiful, beautiful, Angelica, huh?
Angelica.
Beautiful. That's John Nzenze. What are you laughing about? That's right. No.
And no, Peter Akwan. You're pronouncing it very well.
I'm working hard at it.
It sounds very well. I like the way you call
it. Thank
you. Nzenze.
Nzenze. It's nice to say. You've got a very nice name. Did you keep it at the same tempo or is this slow? I thought twists were fast.
Your twist is fast.
Yeah.
Ours is a bit slow. Mm-hmm. That's why I told you we tried to change.
I see.
So this one you can dance it and you'll never be tired.
That's
and
true.
Dance till down, yeah.
Good point.
This is Heather and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa. That was the fabulous John Nzenze and Peter Akwabi hanging out with me in the studio. That was so much fun. And there's still more from these amazing men, so don't you change a thing right now. You hear me? Keep it locked right here with your girl, Heather. Do you have a computer or phone with internet access? Then get on my Facebook page, Music Time in Africa, or check out my blog at blogs.voanews.com/African Music Treasures. That's blogs.voanews.com/African Music Treasures. There's lots of cool stuff on there. Exclusive video, photos, news, and information. And I love hearing from you on these sites, too. Like me, comment me, request a song, leave your number, or even a message you'd like me to share. You can post a link to your new music videos or send me samples of your original songs. Can't wait to hear from you.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa, through its own music. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com. Again, that's musictime@voanews.com.
We're going to turn to Ghana now with a 1990s highlife tune I know you're going to love. Here's Bebrebe by the great Amache Dede. That was Bebrebe by Ghanaian highlife master Amache Dede. The song comes from the 1995 cassette release Bebreyi. Let's stretch out now with a wonderful modern Makossa tune, Kiriku. This is by popular Cameroonian singer Longue Longue.
Faut jamais avoir honte d'imiter le bon exemple. Car l'humilité précède la gloire. Chaque limbi.
Vous n'êtes pas devenu dernier.
Un mot en 2000.
Vous n'êtes pas devenu zéro.
Christian Paul Bumba, le lion de Valencia. Ne veut pas dire qu'on a tout perdu dans la vie. Il suffit de cultiver l'effort, vous verrez le bonheur. Papa, on n'avait pas les moyens pour m'envoyer à son fond. Maman aussi est partie, oh, mais les a tout petit. Papa n'avait pas les moyens pour m'envoyer en bois, oh. Maman aussi est partie, oh, mais les a tout petit. C'est là où la vie dit a commencé. Je voulais à tout prix réussir. Je voulais devenir un homme exemplaire. Là, les enfants de Dieu sont toujours devant. Alors, je voulais pas devenir zéro dans la vie. Pour affronter la vie. Maintenant j'ai pris mon courage pour affronter la vie. J'ai plié mon pantalon pour affronter la vie. J'ai repoussé ma manche pour affronter la vie. Serré ma ceinture pour affronter la vie. Attache ma cravate
pour affronter la vie. Oh.
Ouais.
Pour
affronter la vie. Aha. La chute d'un homme. Pas la fin de sa vie. Maquis de Paris, dans tous les restaurants de Paris. Parlez, Longue Longue aux Zénith.
travailler. Jeunesse de mon Afrique, il faut travailler. Ne vous jetez pas dans la facilité, oh, il faut travailler. Ne plongez pas dans les alcools, il faut travailler. Ne vous droguez pas, mes frères, oh, il faut travailler. Jeunesse du Tchad, il faut travailler. Ne vous jetez pas dans la facilité, oh, il faut travailler. Les jeunes filles, évitez la grossesse précoce. Ah, monsieur le dirigeant, la jeunesse veut travailler. Ah, monsieur Longo, maintenant, les enfants veulent aller à l'école. Mais l'école publique est devenue pour les riches. Et nous, les démunis, allons-nous faire?
That was Kiriku by Longe Longe from his 2011 album, Abba Judan. Well, we're going to join once again our musical guests from Kenya. But first, I have to make a correction to a big mistake I made on a previous show. One of our devoted listeners, Duncan Ogweno from Kenya, tweeted me and he said, "That was a great show as usual, but was it my ears or did you play Romaine Virgo and declare him Kenyan? OMG. You were so right, Duncan. Romaine Virgo is not Kenyan, man. He's Jamaican. My bad. My bad. But thanks, Duncan, for pointing that error out. I appreciate it. I really do. One thing for sure is, though, today's guest artist, John Nzinze and Peter Akwabe, are Kenyan. And here they are again, speaking about their long-standing friendship that began in the Kenyan music industry in the early 1960s. This is followed by one last wonderful song, Omuchenge. I was wondering about the relationship between you two. How do you know each other? How do you work together? Tell us about that.
I think one thing, we come from the same community, Luhya community of Western Province of Kenya. Two, we're both musicians. And three, we recorded in the same studio in the same year. Although he was far much ahead of me, although he recorded in 1963 just like I did, he was already recording, accompanying people like Daudi Kabaka, Fadhili William, the one who sang
Malaika,
Peter Saucy, Nashley Pitchen, and all those great musicians of that time. So when I went to the studio to record my first record, these people did not want to give me chance. But he stood firm on my side. He said, no, this is a schoolboy. I was just a stand seven primary school boy without even shoes, like I am right now. And he resisted the idea of all the majority that were in that studio. He resisted the idea that I should not record. And he won the heart of the owner of the studio by convincing him that I needed some little money to with which to pay my school fee. That's how he
argued.
And the owner of the studio agreed with him as opposed to the majority of those ones who are there. So because of that, I just fell in love with him up to today.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now, me, I came to know Akwabi when he came for recording, but I listened to his songs and I decided, because by that time I was a studio manager, I told my boss, record this boy. I think this song will be a hit. I like it and you must record it, because he was coming to look for school fees. So I told my boss, please record it today because he is traveling tomorrow back to school. So he recorded a song, and in good luck, the song was a hit. So he was given a contract every time, half time, come and record two songs. So he used to come holidays he come and record and pay his school fees. But something I'm proud of is he paid the school fees and graduated to be a teacher, and he was a teacher in Kenyatta University. So I'm proud of that because I did something better.
Yes, outstanding.
Yeah. So since that time until now.
Up to now.
What do you think you'll play for us now?
Let me play you the song that our people used whenever they wanted to kill the boredom of a long journey. And this song is known as Omuchenje. Omuchenje is running just like the way I've seen people at Washington D.C. here run.
And that was Peter Akwabi and John Nzinze performing Omuchenge live with me, Heather, in Studio 4 at Voice of America headquarters here in Washington, D.C. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. This is Heather, and as always, I invite you to come back again next week right here on your favorite local station for another edition of Music Time in Africa. How do you say goodbye, thank you, in Luya?
Orindwe. Oriomno.
Well,
Orindwe.
You want me to try it?
Oriomno. Thank you.
Olinde.
Olindwe.
Olindwe.
Yeah.
Oriomino.
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody, thank you so much, Peter Akwabi,
yes,
and John Nzenze from Kenya. Come back again.
We sure will do.
All right.
We'll do.
If you call us again, we shall come back running like schoolboys.
Tune in again next Friday at 0900 or Saturday or Sunday at 0900, 2000 or 2100 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for the Voice of America. Stay lovely, Africa.